Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, an hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And we will begin in just a moment with our main feature today, which is Elizabethan consort music, music of Anthony Holborn, with Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21 from Holborn's 1599 collections of Pavans and Galliards, which is subtitled Tears of the Muses. Then we will hear a mass by early 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Felice Sanchez called the Missa Sollicita, or Mass in Time of Trouble, with Musica Fabula. We'll also hear a dance called Cockleshells from John Playford's collection of dances, this one from the 1698 collection. David Douglas, Paul Odette, Andrew Lawrence King will be teaming up for that. And we'll conclude with two medieval songs of Gautier de Coincy with soprano Anna Asima performing. We're going to begin with the music of Anthony Holborn. His date's 1545 to 1602. He was intimately involved in the remarkable flowering of English art music and letters associated with the court of Elizabeth I. This was the era of William Shakespeare, Sir Philip Sidney, Edmund Spenser, and William Byrd, names that are still remembered today. Holborn is admittedly a lesser figure in this company, but his music was greatly respected in his own time, and it deserves to be better known today. Little has been uncovered of Holborn's biography, but it is clear that he moved in the highest circles in the land and had an enviable reputation as a musician. We know nothing of his musical training, which must have been thorough, since he not only composed songs and consort music, but must also have been a highly skilled performer on the lute, cittern, and bandura, to judge by the music he composed for those instruments. During the 1590s, Holborn must have been hard at work on his outstanding collection Pavans, Galliards, and Almonds, which was published in London in 1599. This is the first printed collection of dance music to appear in England, and the music is described on the title page as suitable for performance on viols, violins, or other musical wind instruments. It was published in part books for the separate instruments as was normal at the time, although no details are given about instrumentation. The question of which instrument should play on each part is thus open to interpretation. Probably the most likely scoring for a performance at the time would have been for a whole consort, or sets of differently sized viols, violins, or wind instruments, such as recorders. We're going to hear selections from this 1599 collection right now. The subtitle to this CD is The Tears of the Muses, which is the second piece that you will hear in this collection. We'll hear several of them, and I'm sure you're going to recognize at least a couple very well-known pieces. We're going to hear Jordi Savall here conducting Hesperian 21 with consort music of Anthony Holborn. And you have been listening to music of Anthony Holborn from his 1599 collection of Pavans, Galliards, and Almonds, subtitle here, Tears of the Muses, performed by Hesperian 21, led by Jordi Savall. Tears of the Muses, incidentally, was also the second piece that you heard in that collection we played. You might have also recognized Hi Ho Holiday and The Night Watch, among others. Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21 from that Alia Vox recording, music of Anthony Holborn, consort music. You're listening to Distant Mirror. Thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. If you are not a member, you can always become one by going to our website, wwfm.org, clicking on donate/renew. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. We're going to hear a mass next by early 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Felice Sanchez. His dates of circa 1600 to 1679. The music of Sanchez has only recently begun to attract the attention of scholars, performers, and listeners. Yet in his own time, Sanchez was among the most renowned composers in Europe. Although born and educated in Italy, Sanchez spent much of his adult life in Vienna serving the Habsburg emperors, who maintained a large and thoroughly Italianized music chapel. He remained in the imperial service for more than 40 years, eventually rising to the coveted post of imperial Kapellmeister. Sanchez was continuously at the vanguard of stylistic change during the mid-17th century, a crucial period in the development of sacred composition. His Missa Solicita, or Mass in Time of Trouble, displays both Sanchez's ability to write imitative counterpoint and his considerable melodic flair. We do not know the occasion for which Sanchez wrote the Missa Solicita, but it was most probably composed for one of the military crises or plagues of the 1630s or 1640s, while the Thirty Years' War still raged on. We're going to hear a performance of it right now, the Missa Solicita of Giovanni Felice Sanchez. Here is Musica Fabula, directed by Jan Walters.
Thank you.
Music of early 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Felice Sanchez. His Missa Solicita, Musica Fabula, there was conducted by Jan Walters. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Here's a piece from John Playford's English Dancing Master called Cockleshells. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a piece called Cockle Shells from the Dancing Master of John Playford, his collection of 1698, which is the 10th edition. And we heard David Douglas, violin, Paul Odette, Torobo, and Andrew Lawrence King on harp from a CD called Apollo's Banquet, 17th Century Music, from the publications of John Playford. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. We're going to wrap things up with two medieval songs by Gaultier de Concy. His dates 1177 to 1236. The soprano here is Anna Aesima.
Thank you.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror with two short pieces by early 13th century French composer Gautier de Coincy, his La La Lasse and Circe Ravage. The soprano there was Anna Azima, and she was accompanied on viol and harp by Shira Common and Cheryl Fulton. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week, Salus et Vita.